This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, March 15th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. For the poor in Venezuela, life has gotten worse. Measures of material well-being have declined. The media slowly restricted, even nationalized. Now a new report from the Organization of American States meticulously documents the human rights abuses in Venezuela and the country Hugo Chavez claims as his model, Cuba. Ian Vasquez, director of Cato's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity, comments.
This report just basically confirms what we already knew, that the violations of people's rights in Venezuela has been systematic. And we're talking about all sorts of freedoms, freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. Political freedom has been severely curtailed. What this report does is document it very well. And it's not the first report to do so. Human Rights Watch has also done so last year, for which their main people in charge were kicked out of the country when that report was unveiled. But it's a report that comes from the Organization of American States, and that makes it that much more important.
What are some of the examples of human rights abuses in Venezuela? Of course, one of them involves a free market think tank that operates in Venezuela.
Freedom of speech is under attack, and already Chavez has closed down many television stations, many radio stations. Recently, he shut down 34 or so and is threatening to shut down some 200 more. One of the think tanks down there is CEDICE, and they had been running a campaign, a very effective campaign in favor of protecting your private property rights. It's not just effective, but very popular. Venezuelans feel strongly about private property, and that goes for all levels of Venezuelan society. This, the government saw as rightfully a threat to what they were doing, and they shut down that campaign on the grounds that it was creating public disorder and a threat to the population's mental health.
What does it mean that OAS, Organization of American States, puts out this report? How effective have they been at highlighting these types of problems in the past, or with exerting any kind of pressure on these governments to reform?
Well, first of all, this is coming out of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights within the OAS, which is completely independent of the OAS. But the OAS, for its part, has been pathetic. It's been useless at best and counterproductive at worst. Over the past 10 years or so, during the time that we've seen the rise of populist governments throughout the region, which have used democratic forms to undermine democracy itself. And so we've seen authoritarianism under the guise of democracy without the OAS saying anything about it in protest, even though the OAS is charged with defending and promoting democracy and the rule of law. And so it has been thoroughly ineffective, and actually, because of its silence, has helped give legitimacy to these governments that continue to call themselves democratic. And Venezuela long ago ceased being a democracy, and this report is just more evidence that it's no longer a democracy, and we should start calling it. So the report doesn't go that far, but I think that everybody else who has their eyes open can see that. The OAS, I think, had a wake-up call with Honduras, as did all of Latin America, where it played a regrettable role of actually trying to defend this populist government, which was undermining the Constitution and violating it. And this was an example of a small country where the institutions of democracy actually worked to defend the Constitution and to stop this authoritarianism from spreading, successfully so. Unfortunately, the OAS was on the wrong side of that, and so was much of the international community, including, for a time, Washington.
Have the media in Latin America covered any of this differently in recent years? I mean, has there been a trend toward calling Hugo Chavez what he is?
There is a huge ideological debate going on, as it has over the past many years, in Latin America between the populists and the sort of more modern minded Latin Americans who want market democracies to spread. And the media, for the most part, has been very critical of a lot of the abuses that Chavez has committed, especially abuses against the media in Venezuela. So yes, you do hear Chavez being denounced, and increasingly so as an autocrat and not as a Democrat. And I'm glad to see that some hemispheric leaders are starting to use that language. I hope to see more of that as the evidence continues to mount, and I'm afraid that it's only going to get worse.
Ian Vasquez is director of the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. You can read more of his work at cato.org.